Writing a clear definition of responsibilities for an active citizen is much more problematic than writing a list of rights. For example, although voting might be considered a basic responsibility by many people, there are some who, through disability or other issue, are not able to participate fully in the voting process. An active citizen is someone who cares about their community enough to change it. You can become an active citizen and help to make your community a better place. Active citizen to do many things to improve the lives of others. They contribute to social justice in their community by taking action on issues in order to make a difference. They question the way things are done.
We have what we call citizen participation, and more people are talking the initiative to make their local neighbor more livable. For instance, by helping to maintain playgrounds or green spaces. As a result, the relation between government and society is changing.
Many people feel a sense of commitment to their neighborhood and are actively involved in activities to improve the quality of life there. This is called citizen participation. For example, local residents engage in voluntary work, organize litter clearing campaigns, set up collectives to purchase solar panels, or form local care cooperatives. They may also be involved in a decision-making about the municipal budget.
And other than that, we also have the government participation. As a local resident become more involved in public life, the role of government needs to adapt and take greater account in initiatives in the community. This is called government participation. It means local authorities play a more supportive role, for instance, by providing facilities or making them available. In addition, municipalities can use neighborhood budgets to help residents get things done in their area.
No one is born a good citizen. No one nation is born a democracy. Rather, both are processes that continue to evolve over a lifetime. Young people must be included from birth. A society that cuts off its youth severs its lifeline, said Kofi Annan. Citizenship has two complementary aspects: citizenship rights and citizenship practice, or active citizenship. Well, the first category includes individual freedoms, political, civil, social, and economic rights. The second one includes practices which enable people to exercise their rights as citizens. Such practices range from civic responsibility to campaigning, from taking action against injustice to holding the government accountable.